Yes.
Are 2 and 3 sometimes referred to as plot points, or is that not?
Well, interesting thing. Plot points can be of many sizes. They can be great big ones or little ones, and some plot points might pertain to an act break, or it might pertain to a scene break, for example. So unless you specify the size of the plot points, these would be plot points, okay, at an act resolution. And we're going to go in a moment down to, as you had talked about, the other resolutions that we have in story and talk about scenes and sequences and events. But first, since there's a common grief among writers as to whether there's a three-act or four-act structure, that seemed it was better to pause at the act level and describe that. Also, you look at television, for example, and television will have a five-act structure. What they do in television is the first act, for a one-hour program, or perhaps maybe even a half-hour if they do it right, they have a first setup.
Prologue.
Which is the prologue, which is the teaser. And they have an epilogue, which concludes everything. And then, in between, are the three dynamic acts. So that they have Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, Act 4, and Act 5 is there. It's the journeys. Act 1 is the setup. Act 2, Act 3, Act 4, and Act 5 is where they conclude, the epilogue. And that's how they divide it. In hour-long programs, and sometimes two-hour-long programs, you even find seven-act structure. And a seven-act structure, they give you all the signposts and the in-betweens. So they give you Act 1, and then the journey, Act 2, and the journey, Act 3, the journey, Act 4, and by the time you're finished, you've had seven different pieces that have fit in between commercials, okay? And so that's a way to go. It's a style, and you don't have to accentuate the signposts, and you don't even have to accentuate the journeys, because many stories are done just saying this is what they're dealing with, and you deal with it until you reach an act break, and then you stop dealing with it. The growth is actually very small in between, the journey in between. It's more like that. So you go from one signpost to the next. And some of them have the signposts so spread out that it's just the journey that's important, and you just leap over the signpost and go on to the next journey. But they always have to be in there so that you can appreciate the meaning of the story and the experience of the story at the same time.